Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about enough, allowing God to be enough in our life, to realize that in Him we have enough of whatever. And that our God's desire is that we use that to benefit the kingdom, to share with others. And I know there are times that we look at specific items in our life and we really aren't convinced we have enough. There are times where I will say, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough whatever. And generally those deal with specific things that I want to do. But God comes along and wants every one of us, myself included, to learn contentment. And so sometimes I don't have enough because, well, I've not planned well. Sometimes I don't have enough because I want to do something that's selfish, that's not within God's will. It's not the right time, and God withholds in order to direct me. Sometimes I don't have enough because, well, as James writes, I don't ask. Or I do ask, and I ask with selfish motives. But whatever the reason, it's not likely that we go through life always thinking we have enough. But God says that if we have Jesus, we have enough. And today we're going to look at the topic of enough wisdom. And the great thing about this is God is very clear on what to do, what we should do, if we find ourselves thinking we don't have enough wisdom. But before we get to that, I want to introduce the primary verse we'll look at today out of 1 Corinthians 6, verse 5. Paul writes and he says, I say this to shame you. Is it possible that there is nobody among you wise enough to judge a dispute between believers? Now, it's another one of those verses, as most of them are, that you really need to know the context to have a good understanding of what he's saying. He's talking about disagreements between believers, disagreements within the church. And if you've been involved in church very long or have an awareness of Christianity, it shouldn't come as any surprise that disagreements exist. In fact, you can look in almost any community and see a variety of church buildings that at one point came about because somebody disagreed with someone else about the things of God and chose to do things in a different way. And Paul writes to the Corinthians, and they're struggling, and in fact, they are taking one another to court over matters that Paul says should be able to be decided amongst themselves. And it gives the impression that it's things that are of a nature that brings, well, kind of tarnishes God's name. And the part, it's not the part in the verse that I read that is really the intent of shaming them. It's the verse previous to that, where he says that you ought to be able to just, in essence, grab anybody out of the church, even those that are considered to be of little account. And he says, I say that to shame you because you ought to know better than this. And there ought to be enough wisdom within the body of Christ to resolve disputes among believers Now, I get it. It doesn't always happen. We sometimes get very selfish. We sometimes become very stubborn. We dig our heels in, and disputes don't resolve as quickly as we would like. You read of Paul and Barnabas, who have such a great dispute over whether to give John Mark a second chance that they part ways. And you could easily, at least I could easily look at that and ask Paul, isn't there someone among you that's wise enough to resolve this? But when you look at the history of it, you find that God used that to not only further spread the kingdom, but he brought about a resolution to that. It's not long before Paul is, in essence, agreeing with Barnabas and saying, John Mark is useful to me. And so we don't see the immediate resolution in the text, and so it almost gives that appearance that Paul's talking out of both sides of his mouth, but he isn't. And sometimes our disputes take longer to resolve than we would like. Many times I think they take longer to resolve than what God would like, but what he's saying is, as his Spirit dwells within us, we have enough wisdom to help, to bring resolution, to take care of the disputes among believers. Now, there are times, and Paul will write about those who simply reject the truth of God, those that believed and were a part of the body of Christ and became filled with deception to the extent that they rejected the truth. And that becomes pretty difficult to bring about a resolution if one party's not willing. But the overall principle that he gets at is that as believers, we ought to have enough wisdom to get along. Now, I mentioned early in the broadcast that if we feel that we're lacking in that, God has a solution. He tells us in James, if anyone lacks wisdom, he should ask of God, who gives freely and abundantly without finding fault. In other words, when we find ourselves up against the wall, we find ourselves in the midst of needing resolution for disputes, needing wisdom, God says, come to him. And not only does he provide that wisdom generously, he doesn't find fault. He doesn't say, oh, you ought to know better by now. You were just here asking for wisdom last week. You were just here asking for wisdom 10 minutes ago. You've overused your allotment. God doesn't say that. When we need wisdom, when we feel lacking in wisdom, when we go to God and ask, he provides generously without finding fault. And so, within the body of Christ, as Paul makes clear in his letter to the Corinthians, there ought to be enough wisdom to prevent your disputes from being spread outside the church. There ought to be enough wisdom to overcome the disagreements that plague people. And that wisdom requires every one of us to be better listeners. And so many times we find ourselves entrenched in arguments and disagreements because, well, we've made up our mind. And all the wisdom in the world does no good until we're willing to listen to it. and we allow God's Spirit to direct our actions, direct our thoughts, direct our life. You see, God says within the body of Christ there ought to be enough wisdom because He put it there. And so many times we think we're lacking, and God says, no, you have just what you need. Use it. You spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us not only the stuff we need for salvation, for relationship with you, but it has given us your Spirit, which helps us to live with the wisdom that surpasses the wisdom of this world. Father, there's times where we expect the world to come up with solutions to problems that, well, that would be better solved by looking to you. And Father, help us to learn to get along with one another in a way that we can have enough wisdom to resolve disagreements, to overcome disputes. Not by looking to the world, but by looking to your Word and allowing your Spirit to bring peace. Father, may you help us through your Spirit to be better listeners. That we would have that wisdom necessary to, as James put it, to know when to speak and when to be silent. That we would have the wisdom to be quick to listen and slow to speak, slow to become angry. And in using that wisdom that we ask for from you, that our life would not only reflect to one another a wisdom that surpasses the world's wisdom, but it would reflect to the world. A way of doing life that benefits everyone involved. And God, as we consider what that looks like, as we consider how to approach the disputes in our life, the disagreements that we face, whether it's something that we feel we're disagreeing with someone else or someone else is disagreeing with us, may we know that we have enough wisdom, whether we have it personally or whether it's simply contained within the body of Christ and our brothers and sisters in Christ, may we tap into that and find that resolution that not only restores relationships between one another, but that resolution that lifts up Jesus. And God, today as we live life and we find ourselves in those situations that lack wisdom, may we come to you, knowing that in you we have enough. And as we make the choices today to live the application of that wisdom, may we do so in ways that lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.